Welcome to the Gamer's Point of View podcast. This is episode 6 for Friday, February 19th, 2010. I am your host, Chris, and tonight I will be running it solo. This episode is going to be pretty much centered around MAG. I'm going to be going over both its pros, cons, and the cons of how does it feel to have 256 players online in one match. So stick around after these few words, I'll be right back. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Simply type in GPOV in the iTunes store and click subscribe. Alright, so let's start it off with talking a little bit about the background. So MAG was previously titled Massive Action Game. As for whether or not they kept that, I'm not too sure because it's no longer on the cover. It's basically an MMO FPS, which is a mass multiplayer online first-person shooter. Now this game was developed by Zipper Interactive. Those are the same guys that created the SOCOM franchise on the PlayStation 2. Now may I point out that it is not the same developer that created SOCOM Confrontation. What this game does share with SOCOM Confrontation is that it does not have an offline campaign. It is solely an online experience. Now without an offline campaign, it's kind of hard to, you know, tell a story, give some background on the game. But what Zipper has done in this case is for each PMC, for each faction, they've released a recruitment video that pretty much gives a little bit of background on each faction and shows you what they're about. Now the three factions in this game are Valor, Sever, and Raven. Each one has their corresponding color. Valor is green, Sever is red or burgundy, and Raven is pretty much blue. Now if you're curious to what faction I'm part of Valor. And hell yeah, Valor is the shit. If you're part of Valor, hit me up on PSN. You guys know my PSN ID, Sandman, S-A-N-D-M-A-N. And we're definitely going to get into a game together. So, let's get into some facts. Everybody likes to hear some interesting facts on video games. This game was originally announced at Sony's E3 press conference in 2008. And just about a year later, at E3 2009, I was able to play it on the show floor. Now, may I say that on the show floor, we weren't very impressed because it was kind of, it just didn't feel right. Later on, they came out with both the open and closed beta, and even in then, I mean, the game wasn't feeling right. It was a great concept, but it just wasn't fun. Or at least that's my opinion. You know, the guys from Games on Smash, we all tried it out at E3, and I think we all came to the same conclusion that it was kind of a dud. I was so hyped up for the game. When I played it, I was disappointed. But when the game came out, woo-wee, it's so different. Do not go off the beta. If you tried the beta, do not go off that, because it is a totally different game. But yeah. More facts. Gotta sit down the facts, I'm wondering. This game uses a new server architecture, if you didn't know. This server architecture supports up to 256 players. Now, the way they got that down is users are divided into 8-player squads, with 4 squads forming a platoon and 4 platoons forming a company. So that's pretty much how it's broken down. Now each squad has a squad leader. I'm currently a squad leader. And each platoon has a platoon leader, and each company has a company leader. It's pretty much, you know, you're working your way up to the top. Please, if you are a squad leader or a platoon leader or anything like that, please use your Bluetooth headset. And please do assign those Frigo points. If you're not familiar with the word Frigo, I'm not too sure what the hell it stands for, but if you set a Frigo point at an objective and you get kills near that objective, you get double the points, you get double the XP. So if you're around, that's how they keep you in line to try and do your objectives, because you get extra points, you pretty much get double the points for following out the objectives. If you choose to wander off and do your own thing, hey, more power to you. You just won't be getting as many points as the rest of us. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the factions. Now, like I said earlier, this game split up into three factions, Sever, Raven, and Valor. So let's talk about Sever for a quick minute. Sever, the color is red, and it's pretty much a ragtag military force with personnel drawn from China, India, Russia, and any other Asia country. They pretty much roll around with, you know, AKs. They're like the militia. They're like, what's the word I'm trying to look for? They're rebels, and they don't give a shit. So that's Sever. Now Raven, on the other hand, is not low budget. They're in fact the opposite. These guys are the technically inclined. They've got the high tech weapons, high tech armor, and pretty much like that. They use the tech to their advantage. The soldiers within Raven, you know, usually come from Middle Eastern countries such as Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Western Europe. Now, let's move on to Valor, the green team. Valor is pretty much, you know, the regular run-of-the-mill soldier, USA, baby. They're pretty much standard. They've got the standard weapons, standard equipment. They've got soldiers coming from the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Mexico. And what they say is, you know, knowledge is strength. So what they know is what's going to win them the war. So yeah, there you go. You got those three factions, Sever, Raven, and Valor. Each one has a website. So in the show notes, I had the website for each PMC. The website was launched by the developer Zipper Interactive themselves. So yeah, check out the recruitment videos and leave a comment. Let me know what you think you would be if you were to play this game. Even hell, in the comments, let me know what faction you are if you are playing this game. Alright, now I'm going to take a quick break. After the break, I'm going to come back with some tactics, what you have to do to level up your characters. So this will be very beneficial for the guys that actually play this game and want to get their characters leveled up real quick. I'll go over a bit of the weapons and some shit like that. Alright, hit you guys up after the break. So I'm sure you guys are familiar with games on Smash.com. For those of you that aren't, definitely check it out. GamesOnSmash.com. Go there for your news, reviews, previews, and definitely more. Also, while we're on that note, definitely check out Step Your Game Up podcast with Blade206, DCI, Worst Case. Now, this is one of the most entertaining podcasts on the net. It is hilarious and all centered around gaming. All right, and we're back. So if you're still listening to this podcast, that means you're somewhat interested in Mag. And you should be, because it is a damn good game. Now, a few of the mechanics that I like is ranking up. It has a pretty good rank up system, and the matchmaking is solid. Connecting to a game is actually quicker than Call of Duty, if you could imagine that. Hooking up with, you know, 64, 128, 256 players. I mean, it's decently quick. Alright, so, ranking. You can rank your player up to level 60 for each faction. So, once you get to level 60 and beat that for one faction, you have the option to recreate your player with another faction. And, yeah, that kind of pisses some people off. Because that means you do have to dedicate yourself to one faction until you're level 60, unless you want to delete all your saved game data and start over. Now, once you gain levels, so each level you gain a skill point. So with these skill points, you can unlock different weapons. Might I add that there's not much of a selection, weapon selection, I should say. But there is a decent selection for your upgrades. The different categories include Assault, which is pretty much like for me, I've got my M4A1 under the Assault. It's pretty much your Assault Rifle and all its accessories. Underneath that, you've got your personal defense, which is pretty much your secondary weapon, your athleticism, your close quarters combat, your electronics, your marksman, which is your snipers and shit like that, your heavy, which is your heavy machine gun, explosives, and support. Now, take note of the support, because if you're new to this game, you're definitely going to want to get to know it. The support includes medical kit, resuscitation, improved resuscitation, and improved repairing. Now this is how you're going to get your rank up real quick. The first thing you're going to want to buy is your medical kit. So this takes 2 skill points. So by the time you're level 2, you can buy this. So that is in the first tier of support. Each class or each category has different tiers. So you have to buy at least 1 or 2 items from each tier. So in the first tier, you got medical kit and improved repair. In the second tier, you've got resuscitation and improved healing. In the third tier, you have improved resuscitation. So I'm hoping you understand what I'm talking about, because for support is a great example. It's support, you have 3 tiers. You cannot buy stuff in tier 3 before you've purchased something in tier 2. And same thing with tier 2, you can't purchase anything in tier 2 without going to tier 1. So the first thing you want to get is your medical kit in tier 1, which is 2 points. You get that at level 2. In tier 2, you've got your resuscitation. That is also 2 points. So by the time you're level 4, you're ready to go. The reason why is with the medical kit, it gives you the ability to heal other soldiers as well as himself. So as well as yourself. I'm reading this off the description. In order to revive incapacitated soldiers with the medical kit, your soldier will need to unlock the resuscitation skill, which is in tier 2. So with resuscitation and the medical kit, you could go around healing downed enemies, downed teammates. Now doing so, it gives you lots of points. It may only be 2 to 4 points per person. But throughout a game, I mean, games are over 20 minutes long, you're going to be healing a lot of people. And that is a lot of points. Now, I would recommend you do that till you hit level probably 10 or 15 or somewhere around there. Because at about that time, you'll have enough points to respec your character. Now, you'll need 3,000 respec points. So your respec points is pretty much all the points you accumulate at the end of the game. It accumulates under your skill tab in the barracks. Once you get 3,000 respec points, you get to take back all of the skill points that you put towards, you know, support or whatever you have you. It allows you to distribute them again to whatever you like. So let's say you bought or you put points down into the sniper and you're not liking how the sniper's going. You want to put your points somewhere else. With your respec points, you could take them back and assign them differently. So what I did is, first off, what I did is I stocked out support. So I bought everything in the support column. By the way, that's an achievement or a trophy. So yeah, I stocked it out, and then I noticed that the improved resuscitation didn't really help me out much. What it does is that it gives my teammates, when I heal them back up from the dead, it gives them 100% health. And I don't get any more points for doing that, so I really don't care. And that's worth 5 points. And I mean, I'd like to give my 5 points to something else. So when I respec'd, I didn't get that tier 3 for support because I found it useless. I didn't do anything into the improved repairing, or I didn't do anything into improved healing. I just wanted the basics, medikit, and resuscitation. And with doing so, I had a lot of extra points, so I upgraded my heavy machine gun. It's what I use most. So right now, I have my heavy machine gun stocked out. I have everything for that. And you know what? It's pretty damn beast. The only thing I don't like is that with the last machine gun, it's the MK43 Mod 1. It's more powerful than the original heavy machine gun, but there's a lot more recoil. So yeah, that's pretty much how I would go about assigning my skills. So pretty much deck out your support skills until you're able to respec. So that'll level you up really quick. Once you respec, the next respec will be at 5,000, so you have to reaccumulate all those points. It happens pretty quick. I'm level 20 right now, and I could respec. I could pretty much respec for the second time. So yeah, go ahead, do what you want to do. And the only thing I don't like about it is that there's not much variety. I mean, there's only 3 assault rifles. For my, I have the M4A1. I've got the SFCR-LW, the SFCR-HW, and that's it. I have a grenade launcher attachment, suppressor, optical sight, bipod, and steady aim. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's, compared to Call of Duty, it really doesn't compare. There's so much more customizing that you could do in Call of Duty. But I mean, it doesn't take away from the gameplay, because the gameplay is still sick in this game. Now, let me take a quick break once again. And if you're still here when I get back, you'll hear, pretty much, let me get my boy Matt up in here. We're going to hear his opinion. He's a big Call of Duty player. I mean, that's all he plays. And he went out and bought the game. And we've been playing for a little bit. And so yeah, let's hear his opinion on how this game plays out, what he thinks about it. So all right, I'll talk to you guys after the break.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
And we're back. This time I'm joined with my good friend Matt. Online he goes by the name of East Flare. What's good, Matt? What's up?
What's up?
Yo, tell us a little about yourself. It's your first time on the show.
So, yeah, I'm 19. Fucking known Chris for a while. Like video games, yeah.
Right on, yeah. So, you recently picked up Mag, a little after I did. What level are you at right now, anyway? Have you caught up to me, or...?
I'm 18 now.
18? You're like, yep. two levels or one level behind me?
Two or one, something like that.
Yeah. So, what do you think of the game? Is it worth picking up? Is it a rent? Is it a buy? Is it, does it level up to Call of Duty or not so much? Or what do you think of it? Just your general thoughts.
It's different. I guess it takes getting used to.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I noticed? That they don't really explain shit to you.
And
like it's a lot of you have to find it out for yourself.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's fun. It's addicting.
Yeah, yeah. When I first got it, I was kind of pissed off because I couldn't get any kills. But getting better, it is addicting.
Well, I mean, shit. The one thing I don't like, though, I don't know if you have separate opinions on this, but because me and you, we both chose Valor.
Yeah.
And let's say we have someone else on another faction, and we can't go out and play with them because, you know, we're an opposing faction, and you can't really switch like that until you beat it up to level 60, and then you get to create a second character.
Yeah.
But I mean, is there anything in the game, anything else in the game that you don't like?
Fucking, I don't know.
I know one right off the bat right now. The customization.
Yeah.
Compared to Call of Duty, this game does not have the same degree of customization. I mean, with Call of Duty, what you could pretty much trick out your character custom to, like, every character will have a custom loadout.
Yeah.
As to this one, you've got only 3 assault rifles, 2 heavies, 2, how many snipers?
3 snipers. Yeah.
And you know, that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Another thing, you know, the map variety.
Yeah, no, it's really repetitive.
Yeah, it is. I forgot to mention this early in the podcast, but yeah, if you're choosing Valor, you defend one map, you attack at another map, and I mean, you only basically play 2 or 3 different maps throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're playing on one map and you're defending it, you're always going to be defending that map because it is your map. It's a cool concept, but I mean, it gets very repetitive. And I don't know if they're able to implement a map path system or, you know, some kind of DLC, because it'll kind of go against kind of what they're doing, you know, protect your own territory type thing.
Yeah. Be cool if they could work into a way, like, you can defend the other guy's maps, like they're trying to take it back or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool if you're able to win it over and then it kind of flips on you.
Yeah.
I've seen since you bought Mag, you've been back on Call of Duty, but was that just for was it just that one time, or you know,
yeah,
what are you thinking is drawing your attention right now?
I got Mag.
Mag?
Yeah.
Because you're always on it.
Back on Spec Ops for a little bit. Just trying to pick up some trophies, but...
Yeah, that's the only thing right now in Call of Duty that's making me want to go back is to finish up the Spec Ops.
Yeah.
But I mean, as for online, it's hard to compare. You know, they're both first-person shooters, yes, but Mag's a, you know, it's a massive multiplayer online game. There's a shitload of people. But I mean, I remember when you first started, didn't you have some connection issues?
Yeah. It was terrible.
What was, tell us a little about that. What happened?
I have no idea, but I opened up a couple ports and it's good. I haven't had a problem since then.
I only had one issue and it was kind of fucked up. I think I told you about this, where it went to spawn me back, only my dude didn't spawn. And I was kind of overlooking everybody. And I just kind of waited for a while and I respawned, only everything stopped. I have this on video. I might post it to YouTube someday or something like that, but I'm kind of running around a paused map. Everyone's just standing still, pointing guns at each other, and I'm able to go and do what I want to do. And I was a little fucked up. But other than that, ever since the new patch, I've had no issues.
I wouldn't spawn. Spawn just kept counting down. It wouldn't come back.
Really?
That's fucked. Running around, thing pops up, I got killed, but I don't drop and I just keep running around.
That's crazy.
There's like guy, everyone's still playing, they're all fighting. I can like run up, start shooting guys, like reloading, shooting, but nobody sees me and I can't kill nobody.
Did you notice what they did in the first patch?
No, because I didn't have it before that patch.
Oh, right. Before the patch, pretty much anyone with a medical kit shows up with, you know, on top of their name, they have the plus sign, you know, a medic sign. Have you ever noticed that on a teammate? They have like a little plus if they're able to revive you.
Yeah.
Before, it was for anyone with a medipack. Now, whether or not they had resuscitation, it didn't matter. But after the patch, they only added that plus to people that are able to resuscitate downed teammates. And, I remember, I think it was before you even picked up the game, I was yelling at everybody running by me, you know, help me, you motherfucker, because if anything's annoying about the game, it's people that just walk by you and they could help you out. But they fixed that. Right now, it's only people that could, you know, that are legit medics that could resuscitate you have that symbol.
Yeah.
But I mean, overall, I'm loving the game. Right after I get done with this podcast, I'm going to probably jump in with you.
Yeah.
If you were to give this game a number, I know it's kind of hard since it's only online, what number would you give it?
Eight, maybe?
An eight?
Yeah.
I'd say about the same. How about that?
I'm a little bummed about the graphics, but I guess with 256 guys, you can't really do too
well. You have to give somewhere, right? Because you've got at points 256 people in one match. What's the lowest map? It's like 64 players or something like that? So anywhere from 64 to 256 in one match, I mean, there's hardly any lag. So,
yeah.
I mean, they had to give someone, right? And I'd rather give in graphics rather than give in gameplay.
Yeah.
Because if there's one thing Zipper does, is they put gameplay over graphics. Because if you think of SOCOM 2, they did the exact thing right there. It didn't look great, but it played great. And I'm glad they did that. By any chance, have you been able to play a SOCOM confrontation?
No,
yeah, it's Mag's better. So to my knowledge, Mag and SOCOM Confrontation are the only two online shooters.
True.
But yeah, so there you go. There's Matt's two cents on it. I'd like to thank him for being on the show. Maybe I get him back sometime in the future. But for now, we're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back. All right, and we're back. So that was just Matt. If you guys want to hit him up on PSN or Xbox Live, his gamer tag or PSN ID is the same thing, pretty much. It's EastFlare, EastFlare. Like to thank him for being on the show. All right, so I think we pretty much came to the same conclusion. It's a good game. Whether or not it's a buy or a rent, you know, you guys, I'm always down for renting a game before actually buying it. So it's definitely, you should go try it out before you buy it, because it does take getting used to. And if you know, if you don't end up liking it, there's not much resale value, as it is only an online game. So as for pros and cons, you know, it has its fair share of both. Let me run through the list real quick. First, starting with the pros. It's extremely addictive, and it did pull me away from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Now, although this game doesn't have an offline where you could pretty much practice your control scheme, you catch on fairly quickly. Not right away. It takes a bit of time, but you know, after 3-4 levels, maybe a half hour of play, you'll get used to the controls and it'll feel natural. It's not like you have to go out of your way to, you know, control your character. Another thing I really liked about this is you get a great sense of chaos. I mean, if you're playing that 256 match mode, and you may not be seeing 256 players on screen at once, but you're seeing maybe 16, 30, you know, depending on where you go, you're seeing a lot of players on screen at once. And you know, with so many objectives popping up at the same time, you've got to concentrate on, you know, killing the enemy, popping out objectives, destroying fucking anti-air guns. You know, you're always doing something, and there's always people dying around you. You have your fair share dying as well. And I mean, you get a great sense of chaos. It's really fun. It really does feel like war. Now let's move on to the cons. Because it's all I can think of. I can't really think of many more pros. Although it's a great game, it doesn't do anything in particular, you know, to a whole new height. It just does what it does really well. Now as for the cons, let me name a few. As I said earlier, you could only choose one faction and play that one faction. You can't, let's say your friend or anyone else you want to play with is part of another faction, part of another PMC. You can't really play with them on the same team because you're dedicated to one faction. And you cannot create a new character. Surprisingly, they should have added that as a default. Instead, they put that as an award for getting to level 60 in a certain PMC. Another con I could point out right now is it's kind of related, as you know, you could only play your map. Like, you only play your map, you could only defend your map and attack other PMC's map. Like, it's very repetitive. You get to know your map really well, and that's, you know, that's a pro, but I mean, it does get kind of repetitive, and that is a con. You do notice that. Another thing, you know, comparing it to Call of Duty, it doesn't have the large weapon selection I'm used to. And although, you know, you don't really need a large weapon selection, it's kind of nice to have. I mean, who doesn't like customization, right? But I mean, that's just a slight downfall. And pretty much the only other thing I don't like about it, and this is directed to all you guys that do this, is, well, two things. Y'all that are medics really have to play a role. I can't stand it when you guys just fucking walk by my incapacitated ass body. Revive me. And also, you know, those group leaders, those squad leaders that don't wear a mic. I mean, come on. If you're trying to be a squad leader, go ahead and communicate. Do what you gotta do. Do not apply to be a squad leader and just kind of leave your squad in the dust and hope to accumulate points. Don't do that, man. That's a dick move. Overall, Mag's a great game. I'd recommend it to anybody. Go out, try it. I'd say try it before you buy it. And if you like it, definitely pick it up. Get it on, join Valor, and hit me up on PSN. I'd like to thank you guys for listening to episode 6 of Gamer's Point of View. Remember to comment, rate, and subscribe. Also, check out the Step Your Game Up podcast. That shit is a ton of fun to listen to. So until next time. Bang, bang in the building. This young money. First up, my nigga, gutter, gutter. Double G, blah, blah. They call me Young Gutter. I'm all about the dough steal. Ain't anybody in my way.
roadkill. Everything my hands touch turn to gold. Money knots and jewels with no records sold. Yeah, I'm manhandling rappers with no effort. So imagine what'll happen when I start applying pressure. Guillotine flow, who ready to get severed, nigga? In or out the booth, you could get level, nigga.
Now we gon' take it to Harlem. Mills it.
Lego. Yo, we are Young Money. Yes. Nigga, you can't choke ya. Yes. It's about to get real ugly. Amorosa, YM Vultures. It ain't a family doper. Nope. We done changed the way the game looks. Sammy Sosa. This is life, this ain't a job. Audemars, Chabar, just symbolize I go. Navy on Navy Camaro. I did it all for the Yankees. I did it all for New York and it's love. No need to thank me, man.
Now we gonna take it to the West Coast. Tiger, Tiger.
Fast money, I don't slow dance. Young money, motherfucker, to the world end. Money overweight, bitch, Roseanne. I don't listen to these kids, grown man. Skinny nigga, dub dub, low hand. Lindsay the white band, same color Mike skin. Make your soul spin when the ping load in. Au revoir, goodbye, now applaud.
Yeah. Nice child's play, nigga. My Lil G, let's chuck it.
Young Money, Lil G. Battle juice in my blood. Jumping at the boy, man. You better have your buzz, your core. Wayne took me off the leash. I ain't lose a fight yet. Now come drag your dog out the ring. How you love that? I'm young with attitude. Watch how you talk to me. Keep playing Freddy, boy. I'll leak on your Elm Street. Trouble is what you want, dog. Pain is what you don't get. It's Young Money to the bone, Chris Sweetie.
Now we got the hottest nigga on the internet. Lil Twiz Hefner, what it do?
Young Money, good night. And yeah, I'm gon' shine like an ultraviolet light. Lil Twiz gon' sell out like it's opening night. Going for the first nigga to write. You need a telescope sight to try to see me. I'm so far gone. Even though I'm going out, kids, I'm so far on. I got a house full of chicks like a Playboy home. I'm wrapping up my lifestyle and I smash this song, Twizzy.
Yeah. Next up, we got the best rappers alive, yeah, Nicki Minaj.
I'm in the cotton picking bink, putting massa on the guts. White on white whips, cool the cante on the clutch. You at the bottom of the pole, tell them, like Lamar Odom, I bow, sprout them, flyer than the crickets, so they call me Nicki Gemini. And it's going down like Santa in a Gemini. You don't bow, break your baby back ribs. You need more assist than the handicap kids.
And now, the beautiful Miss Chanel.
Can't hold us. Me, Tez, and Wayne, we the three new moguls. Buffet around here. Y'all boys scrape the plate. And we don't eat up in our whisper, they got paper plates. Soon as we leave the club, damn, let our models go. One word I forgot to say on this album. This track is the finale, nah, this the genesis. Young Money murderers, we killing shit forever.
Yeah, Toronto, Drizzy, get him.
Never get this, I built it up from nothing. You would think I'm playing Tetris. $1,000 sweater on, but I don't never sweat shit. Swear the piece they give me, got a motherfucking death wish. Yeah, tell me who controls kings. I don't follow rules, stupid old things. I'm flying through the city in a coupe with those wings. And my team deserves some motherfucking Super Bowl rings. Young Money, Young Money.
In this bitch, Lil Weezy stand tall, tippy toe. In this bitch, blood gang, motherfucker, da da do. In this bitch, make your girl get Barry Manilow. In this bitch, in the body of the world, money is the blood. And every day I be back and forward to the blood bank. Making deposits till I fucking faint. New Orleans, nigga, how about them fucking Saints? It's tight on our end. Call that Bubba Franks. Matter of fact, it's too tight. Add a couple links. I'm the bartender. You a woman drink. Yeah, it's Young Money, but the money ain't. Got a tough Nelly, nice Nick Nasty. Streets bad, Tiger ill, Drake magic. Mills Harlem, Chuck Wild, Twist Dallas. And Mac Main rap, sing, and manage.
It's Young Moolah, baby, baby, baby.
Hey, so you guys still here? Now we got some dedicated fans. I guess they want to hear some shoutouts. Give a shout out to Bling Bling. Give a shout out to Esco. Give a shout out to Snake 00 not being here today. Also, you know, Blip 74. I didn't really explain this, but the reason being, not because I'm being a dick, because they haven't played Mag. You know, Blip 74, he's out of a PlayStation at the moment, so he's not playing it. Snake, he's not playing it because that's not what he's into. So I mean, I didn't want to have them on the show and kind of be the only one talking. And I really did want to do a show on Mag, because you know it is an exceptional game. It's a great online experience, and it's what's hot. I mean, it's a hot game. I'm pretty sure in the future I'm going to be talking about Heavy Rain a bit. Hope you guys are fine with me doing these. You know, these podcasts dedicated to a specific subject, because that's what I really originally had in mind. I don't really want to spend, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours here talking about 60 different subjects and not really touching down 100% on, you know, each one. I don't want to do each one half-assed. I kind of wanted to run each subject into the ground until it's, you know, until it's done. And I think I've said all I have to say about Mag. It's a great game. Go out and at least rent it. If not rent it, buy it. And join Valor. So, continuing with the shoutouts, I'd like to give a big shout-out to Abu Ali. He always sends me these Abu Dailies. Like, he's a great news source. I mean, I don't know what you're doing, but you do it good, man. I like what you do. So, Abu Ali. You know, shout-out to East Flair, Matt, for being on the show today. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to The Truth. You guys know who he is. He's been on the show before. And if you haven't watched The Tester, episode 1, he's not in The Tester, but he's in the, I don't know if he's in episode 1 or he's in the preview episode, but he's one of the guys, they use this video as an example of people that that applied. And I just noticed it right away and I found that kind of funny. So shout out to The Truth. Also, you know, I can't forget Rekgar. Valor for the win, baby. We should play soon, man. Where the hell have you been the last couple of days? Blade206, shit, big shout out to you, bro. Islam18. Who else? We got Killzone4190. He was on the show the other day. Oh, look who it is. Rekgar just signed in. I'm about to go play Mag. Big shout out to Antec94. He's another. Wait a minute. Did you just change to Sever? No. Okay, I take back that shout out, motherfucker. And also, Big Bush 5, Tiff 92, and that's pretty much it for now. So I'll talk to you guys next episode. Hopefully, we'll have the whole crew then. And, well, yeah. Until then, guys.